Début du dialogue 8.
Our topic today is retailing, in fact the world's biggest retailer and the world's fastest growing retail market. Pat Turner has spent many years studying the green policies of corporations and is with us today. First, Pat, the world's biggest retailer, Walmart.
Yes, Walmart has been described as the corporation that is larger in scope and logistical complexity than any other in history. Walmart has 9,700 stores in 28 countries. It's supplied by a network of over 100,000 sources in 60 countries. It's got over 2 million employees, serving 200 million customers a week.
The scope, size, and complexity of Walmart is mind-blowing. If Walmart's annual sales were the GDP of a sovereign nation, then Walmart would appear in the top 25% of a chart by GDP of the world's nations. When a corporation this size embraces sustainability, that makes the headlines. How did it all start?
In its simplest form, sustainability means eliminating waste, which means saving money. Merely by reducing the size of packaging for all its product lines, Walmart saved well over $3 billion a year. Of course, that also meant less trash, less pollution. Walmart has since implemented a comprehensive policy throughout its supply chain. That involves cutting waste and energy use and reducing its environmental impact in hosts of other ways.
Walmart's global sourcing headquarters is located in Shenzhen in southern China. I suppose that's because many of Walmart's products come from China. Do we know how many?
Global supply chains are so complex that it's hard to calculate the figure, but it's estimated that 20,000 Chinese suppliers provide Walmart with 70% of the goods it sells each year.
So the greening of Walmart's supply chain necessarily involved its Chinese suppliers.
Oh, yes. But at the same time, to complete the picture, we should add that China isn't only an important supplier for Walmart, it's also an important and probably the most promising market.
Has Walmart got a lot of stores in China?
Walmart now operates over 350 stores in 130 Chinese cities. And what's important is not the size of Walmart's current annual sales in China, but the potential. While sales in the U.S. are shrinking, China's retail market is expanding by 18% a year. So Walmart is counting on China as the main source of its future sales growth.
So Walmart is managing to convince its Chinese suppliers to go green?
Yes. Walmart has required each supplier to commit itself to complying with Walmart's environmental standards. These suppliers will have to admit visits by auditors to check that they are actually complying.
But is green production an important issue for the Chinese themselves?
Yes, very important. China has had several serious incidents of food contamination, for instance, melamine in milk products, and pigs fed with chemical additives to produce pork with less fat. The Chinese government had to react, but it has had a big struggle trying to deal with these problems. There are tens of thousands of polluting factories and hundreds of thousands of food producers who have been violating environmental regulations. So a large, well-organized company like Walmart is a very useful auxiliary for the Chinese government in its work of education, control, and regulation.
Do we know how effective Walmart's greening policies have been in China?
No, it's difficult to get precise feedback.
I can imagine. But there's another concern, too. What Walmart markets is consumption itself, as much as any particular product. Walmart's outstanding business success depends on persuading people to consume. Is it sustainable?
Even if unrestrained consumerism becomes less environmentally destructive per unit of production than it was in the past, it still remains unsustainable in the long run. This green strategy may represent an environmental breakthrough and good business for Walmart. It may nonetheless end up being very bad business for humankind.
Fin du dialogue 8.